Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
What do they say? Liar, liar, pants on fire?
Don't forget the telephone wire. Yes.
I should have known you'd know the other line to that, Riggs.
Of course. I'm a child.
Oh, yeah, my gosh. Course. Alex Rodriguez, this guy. I cannot with this guy. He's lying through his teeth. So we talked about it a little later in the show yesterday, but he got busted essentially sending DMs to a reality star on the show Southern Charm on Bravo, which yep. I love that show, but I know a lot of people don't know what it is. Fine. You don't need to know. Just know it's a hot chick on the show that he sent a DM to. It all came out on the reunion a week ago where her castmates busted her out for FaceTiming with this famous former MLB player. They wouldn't say his name.
Yeah, they kept bleeping it out or something.
They kept bleeping it out. Yeah. Andy Cohen's like, who's the MLB player? It's going on and on. Turns out, of course, it didn't take long for it to come out that it was Alex Rodriguez.
Uh-huh.
And she's talking about, well, I never flew to Florida to meet him. So basically, we found out Alex Rodriguez had sent a DM to this girl on this show.
Charm.
Even though he's engaged to J-Lo.
Yeah.
What an idiot. I mean, you're not going to find a hotter 50-year-old, you moron. You're never going to find a hotter 50-year-old, but okay.
Sliding into somebody else's DMs
Stupid.
Like that? What are you doing?
Right? Like, and this is my thing with guys like Alex Rodriguez.
What?
Why are you engaged? Nobody's making you get engaged. Nobody's making you get married. And if you want to play the field, play the damn field. But
at the
stop
time,
bringing other people into this mess, man.
At the time, he thought that's what he wanted. But then, like many men, he gets distracted by the shiny red ball of another hot chick in the room and goes, oh, what's this over here? Somebody else? Oh.
And of course, and the way they're spinning it now is that she's saying, well, I've never met him in person.
He can always spin it off as, oh, we're just fan. We're just friends.
No.
Oh, we were just insert lie here.
He stepped out with J-Lo yesterday. We haven't heard anything from her. We've just heard him claiming, I've never met her. I've never met her, not I've never talked to her.
I've never
met her because they DM and they FaceTime and she never flew down there to screw him. Are you following?
I've never had my hot dog in the donut.
Right. But I tried. Okay, well, just tell the truth. Like, these guys are so stupid sometimes.
I'll be interested to see what J-Lo says about this.
I hope
this.
She leaves his ass. Why does she always get with these dudes?
I don't know.
Just to
maybe
have fun.
Maybe Jalen is just be single. Maybe she's picking the wrong dudes.
That's what I'm getting at.
Like, maybe she's picking the wrong dudes.
Well, not if he's putting on a good show.
Oh.
So Alex Rodriguez busted DMing and FaceTiming this reality star saying, but I've never met her. But
We've
I've never,
never
met her.
But I've never flown
You're
to see her, though.
You're engaged, dude.
I just realized I was doing this yesterday, and then you brought up that it may be an issue, Allie.
You think? Go ahead. Tell the story, and then I want to discuss.
Well, I went to the dentist yesterday.
Okay.
For annual clearing, yeah. Your semi-annual clean.
Yeah, I go twice a year now. They bring me back in every 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. By the way, our dentist has it down. Like,
yeah.
I walked in, they do the temperature check and mm-hmm. the little questionnaire, and then they take you right into the room
yep.
where you do your cleaning. They schedule mm-hmm. your next appointment. They give you a little bag. Everything's done.
It's done and
then
quick.
You're out. I was like,
the
this
doctor
is
was like that, too, when I took my kid for his physical.
Yeah.
In and out, baby.
Yeah.
I love it.
Dentist comes in at the end. He checks my face, checks my teeth, goes, everything looks
you
good.
You tell him you flossed when you haven't. You lie. We all lie about flossing.
I don't lie. I stop
I
lying.
I don't either. That's true. I tell him I don't floss.
So I'm like, you know what's going on. My gums are bleeding right now. Clearly, I don't floss enough. Clearly. I'm not going
to
lie.
Okay, so you go to the dentist.
Yes. But this is a dentist that I've been going to for 10 years since I've lived in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
So the entire time that I've lived in Wisconsin,
yeah.
I've gone here.
Yeah.
This dentist was recommended by a friend
mm-hmm.
of ours. It's a mutual
mm-hmm.
friend that you and I
okay.
know together, Allie.
Great.
And my wife and I originally started going to this dentist 10 years ago. Well, something happened with my wife. She went to get a filling replaced. And after she got back from the dentist, a couple days later, her jaw started hurting.
Okay.
And she didn't know what it was. Yeah. If it was like, was she sleeping weird? Was she grinding her teeth? And
you're she like, was I'll like, she kept like, she kept going.
Damn right.
So her jaw hurts.
So she was like, it had to be what was done at the dentist. And she kept brushing it off. She went back to get more dental work done. She had to get like a second procedure done. Because I don't remember. I've never had a crown done.
So it didn't go well for her.
Did not go well
for her. The whole experience. Okay.
And then left again and still had the hurt jaw. And she was like, I don't think I want to go back there. I think that they were the ones responsible for it. And she went and she told them that. But they said there was nothing that we did that would have affected your jaw.
Yeah.
So we're not sure what it is.
So did she go back to them
she
after
never
that?
Went back to the dentist.
Okay, she got
that.
A new dentist?
She did. She got one that's so much closer to our house because this is when we live downtown. The dentist is in West Dallas. Now we live in Franklin.
So did you go back to the dentist?
Yeah, I kept going because I didn't have any problems with going back to the dentist.
How does she feel about the fact that you kept going and she stopped?
Well, she was wondering why I don't go to the one that's closer to our house.
Right.
But I'm like, I've been going to this dentist for 10 years. They know my mouth. They know what's going on. They already know what's up. I'm comfortable here.
They have my x-rays.
They're very nice.
Yeah.
They've got everything, my whole dental records and everything. And I just kept going there.
I don't think it's weird for like couples to go to two different doctors.
No, not at
all.
A
lot of couples will go to the same family practice or whatever, but
should I have been team my wife when she left?
It's kind of weird that she had a bad experience at the same place as you and you kept going back even after she did. So it doesn't piss her off that you kept going.
No, the way I see it, until I have a bad experience, I'm going to keep going there. Because why should I?
So what if other people keep having bad experiences? Will you still keep going?
That's not my problem, as long as I'm still having a good experience.
Right?
Yeah, it really doesn't affect
me.
Aren't we self-centered like that? Isn't the way the world operates?
Pretty much works
Until
for me.
I have a bad experience, why would I stop going? I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And I don't think they did anything malicious.
But see, if you went to a restaurant and had a bad experience.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Would I go there? I don't know.
But you're more apt to tell people about a bad experience than a good experience.
True.
If you have a good meal, you go home. Cool. Good meal. Yeah. But if you have a bad meal,
you tell everyone.
You will tell everyone.
That's
You'll tell
right.
people on the way out.
That's with everything in life.
It is.
You have a bad meal. You have a bad day. You have a bad whatever.
Yeah.
You're going to tell everyone about
it. Yes. People love to spread the negative and be like, no, do not go there, whatever you do. But I'm here to say that it works just fine for me. And until it affects me, I'm going to keep going.
I think it's hysterical. I think at least she's not pissed about it. Because some women would be like, you don't care that it didn't go well for me.
At first I was like,
still going?
Should I stop going? And she said, that's up to you. But
did you feel like it was
me.
A loyalty thing?
A little bit to her at the beginning, but then I realized she didn't really care that much, so I just kept going.
Right. I did think it was funny, though, that your wife had a bad experience, stopped going, and you kept going to the same dentist.
Hey, man,
that's funny to me.
I'll keep going until something bad happens to me.
414-799-1037. Are you like Riggs? You have to literally have a problem.
Until you complain, even if other people around me are having bad experiences. As long as I'm okay. You got a free iPad to win at 7:05 this morning. We'll give you the KISS keyword to enter at the website and win an iPad. It's that easy. We'll do it at like 7:05 this morning.
Nice.
On KISS FM. You ever been to a birthday party at a McDonald's when you were a kid?
Oh my gosh, those were the best when we were kids.
Yes.
I remember being so excited because if you got invited to a birthday party, it was at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Or at the park. It was like one or the other. There was no like big bouncy place you went to.
Do you remember the cake that they would often have at those McDonald's birthday parties?
Why don't I remember this?
They would always have the ones that I went to. I remember my friend Ricky had one when I was in middle school.
Okay.
And it was like a white cake. It was chocolate cake with white frosting and like a red Ronald McDonald on the top of it. And it was like the most delicious cake ever. Well, this girl goes on TikTok in Omaha, Nebraska, and she puts a picture of, it's a video of her cutting into a McDonald's cake. And she goes, did you know that McDonald's sells $9 full sheet cakes?
What?
That's
Since
what she
when?
Says. That's what she says that she claims on her
she
TikTok.
She claims. Okay.
She claims. Now, some other employees like weighed in on the comments and said, yes, they do in some locations.
In some locations.
In some locations.
Oh.
But it sparked this huge, huge debate on the internet now as far as does McDonald's have $9 sheet cakes?
Right.
And I kind of want to know now because they look delicious. I know keto. You're a keto now.
I don't mess with sugar. Do
so
they
you
have
wouldn't
a keto
mess
cake?
With that? No, I don't think so. I don't think they're that advanced. For $9, you can't have a keto cake for $9. $9.
The only childhood memory I have about McDonald's with sweets are the little cookies that we used to have. The little chocolate chip cookies in the box.
Yes, in a little bag.
In a bag.
Yeah, looked like a little cereal box. You'd open up the box, have the bag inside.
Totally. That is my memory of like sweet stuff at McDonald's as a kid.
Yes.
I don't remember ever seeing a sheet cake at a birthday party.
You never had that sheet cake? Because as soon as I saw the picture, I was like, I remember this cake.
I never got 100%. A birthday party at McDonald's. I just got invited to them. Yeah. No, my parents didn't do that stuff.
I didn't either. I was only invited to them.
My parents
did not throw one for me.
No.
They threw one party for me at a Chuck E. Cheese, but that was it.
That was still a big deal.
It was.
Yeah.
You got the pizza and everything and then the video games afterwards, and all your friends would give you the tickets.
Wait, so do they have sheet cakes or not?
They don't. McDonald's still hasn't said anything. They haven't weighed in on this.
I think it depends on the literal location. Like, if it's a franchise and they're like, yeah, come for a birthday party, here's a cake. But at the end of the day, who wants to share a damn cake anymore anyway?
Nobody does.
We're over the cake sharing.
Nobody's having birthday parties at McDonald's anymore.
And nobody's blowing on a cake and candles during a pandemic.
Right.
So let's just move on with our lives.
Let's all blow on the cake. And then we'll share it.
Oh,
everybody
fun.
Eat the cake.
Kiss up. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so we've been talking about this for months now, Kim and Kanye. Now sources say they are not even speaking. And the source is E! News, so I'm going with it. Whenever E! News puts something out about the Kardashians, I know it's true because they're on their network.
They
wouldn't allow it.
TMZ, I'd be like,
I believe TMZ too, but I'm talking about the core of the rumors. The rumors that why would he lie? They're filming them, for crying out loud.
Right.
So when I see it on E, I'm like, okay. But they're saying that Kim and Kanye are no longer talking. The divorce at this point is just a formality, and it will happen when it happens. But they said Kanye's not afraid to file either if Kim doesn't. They both just want to move on with their lives. But they have 4 kids.
Yeah.
They're living in different cities. Do you think they're not speaking? Because I think they have enough people around them for them to not be able to speak.
I heard a rumor that he moved out his shoe collection, so it's really officially over.
It's official.
Once the shoes are out, it's done.
Well, he's in Wyoming.
It's done.
She's in California. They're living 2 different lives.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Will Kanye remarry?
This is funny. Like, you know, who will they be with next?
Yeah.
Is actually more interesting.
Who's the next in the chapter of Kanye's life? Or Kim's?
Yeah, or Kim. Because there will be a next chapter.
Of course there will.
Kim will be, like, married 7 times by the time we're 80. Let's be real.
I can see Kim dating somebody that has no fame at all. Or very little fame that nobody's really heard of.
She's going to be.
No?
She's a fame whore and she openly admits it. She has to.
Aren't
she's going to be with somebody just as famous.
NBA player. Some sort of an athlete. Who knows? We'll find out.
I can't think of anyone I can picture her with at this point.
She's never been with an
Kanye.
Athlete.
Yes, she has. She married Chris Humphries.
I was being sarcastic.
Oh, my bad. I was thinking too hard. I missed your joke. You know what people don't give me?
What?
A good feeling inside when they do this.
What?
What is with the people that show up unannounced? Why do you do that to people? Because I was texting with
unannounced where?
At your house. You know when you're not expecting a visitor and people just pop up? Like, it was fun in our 20s. And now I'm like, can you not just pop up at my house? I started thinking about this because you've seen the TikToks where the doorbell rings and people duck down and try to hide because they don't know who's at the door.
Oh yeah.
It's like what I do when the doorbell rings. I get down really low and hope nobody sees me, you know? Like, and it's really just the Amazon guy who rang the doorbell.
Yeah, and then he was walking away.
But I was texting my nanny because she'll send me pictures of her baby. Because I see her new baby on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday when I have my kids.
Yeah.
So I miss the baby. I don't want to have a baby. I just want to see her baby and then send it home, right?
Yeah.
It's great.
It's like a rental program.
I've been through the kid stuff. I'm good.
Yeah.
So she sends me pictures and I just wrote her back and I said, oh my God, if you hear a knock at your door, don't worry. It's just me stealing your baby. And then I wrote back, I'm just kidding. I would never stop by unannounced. Who the hell does that? It's like a joke. I was joking, obviously.
Right.
But then I was like, who are these people? Because I remember talking to my sister years ago when she moved in with her now husband.
Yeah.
And his family would stop by all the time. And she drove her nuts. She's like, we don't do that to our family. We don't just pop up at their house. She goes, it's driving me nuts that his family shows up all the time.
You can't. You have to have time to prepare because you're probably not dressed. You haven't picked up around the house. You don't want a visitor.
No.
You have to expect a visitor and know they're coming. That's rude.
Somebody probably loves the excitement of an unannounced visitor, but it's not me. And who are you?
It's not me either.
It's not me.
I don't want any visitors coming to my house unannounced.
414-799-1037. Who are these people? And maybe you're like us where you're just like, don't you dare pop by unannounced.
Maybe you are the person that just loves showing up unannounced to a place. We want to know why.
Do you think you're just surprising them and being nice?
Do you think you're entitled to just show up to my house unannounced and think that you could just come in and steal my food or whatever you're going to do?
Maybe their intentions are good.
What would the possible good intention be to just showing up unannounced? Unless you're bringing me money from like Publishers Clearinghouse or something.
Maybe you're just checking up on your friend. In which case, it's like, I'm fine. Call me. Or just text me. Right. Don't call me. Text me.
Now, if you haven't heard from me in a week, then okay. Show up unannounced. Knock on my door.
No, don't. Don't even show up a week's not long enough.
A week's not long enough?
I'm busy. Wait like 3 weeks.
Who are these people that show up unannounced? And are there people that actually like it? 414-799-1037. You can call or text that number.
Maybe you just want to complain about your family showing up unannounced. That's cool, too.
It's going to be all family, I guarantee. All family. Family have no boundaries. None. I guess it's still a thing to just show up to somebody's house unannounced.
Apparently, because we're getting a lot of texts right
Even during a pandemic, just showing up? Hey, what's up?
Don't show up ever.
Hey.
Somebody texted in and they said, I need a 24-hour notice before anybody shows up at my house. Fair.
24.
A day. Tell me a day before you're coming over.
All right.
Somebody else said, Allie, I'm with you. It's just wrong.
Of course it's wrong. We're all saying it's wrong. We want to find the people who think it's right.
Right. That's okay. I think everybody's going to be on our side, but you never know. Megan's in Kenosha today.
Good morning, Megan.
Hey, Megan.
Good morning.
Do you show up to people's houses unannounced, or does this happen to you?
No, I don't, but it does happen to me. Ugh. So my in-laws, my husband's parents, mm-hmm. and his siblings come over mm-hmm. almost every day unannounced.
Oh, every day?
Is it ever a consistent time?
Every day?
Ever?
Yes. So here's the thing. This is what I was going to say. I used to be really, like, weirded out by it because my family just doesn't do that. And now it's just become so regular and consistent that I can almost predict it. Like, I know, when their work schedules are, a lot of times they just stop by after work, and they don't stay long. They're not, like, a big
right.
Okay.
Megan's I got to go to Target at 3:42. 3:42 is when they'll be showing up. I got to go to Target.
So they basically come over at...
My mother-in-law even knows, when my daughter naps. So, she knows she wakes up usually about 3, so she'll mm-hmm. stop by, 3:30, mm-hmm. hang out for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not so much a surprise anymore. It's just the thing that's all... It's going to happen. Have you tried to set a boundary at all and said, hey, this isn't okay?
A long time ago, my husband and I, when we first started living together, uh-huh. it's been almost 8 years now, we had a lot of conversations about it.
I bet.
We never actually talked to the family about it.
No, but
I eventually just got used to it.
I would assume.
And now that we have kids, it's like we actually kind of enjoy the
help.
The visit.
The help, yes.
Yeah.
I got it. I get it until they're older and you're annoyed again. But no, I get what Megan is saying because I guarantee a lot of couples in the beginning, if they have one has family unannounced, show up all the time, it's probably an issue. I wouldn't expect them to take it to the family unless it's breaking them up. It sounds like they made it through it. But I bet it's a real pivotal point in relationships, whether you can get through that annoyance or not.
Probably welcomed help, like you said, too.
It is when you have little kids. Yeah.
Here, watch them for a while. Here, why don't you stay the night?
Here.
Why don't you stay the
Woo!
Night? We're going to go to New Mexico for 3 days. There you go. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Yes.
Megan, appreciate you listening this morning.
Monique is in Cudahy.
What up, Monique?
Hey.
How are you guys?
Good.
Living the dream.
If you were any better, we'd be you. What's up?
I don't know about other families, but living in a Hispanic household growing up, even now, always have unannounced visitors.
I bet. It's the culture, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's totally got... Yeah, I get that, yeah.
La familia
and
todos, everybody.
Kids,
everybody.
So it's I need a notice.
And you do everything together. White people aren't like that all the time. You know what I mean? I won't call my cousins and aunts to come over, but, Hispanic people will be like,
everybody's coming over. This is an engagement. Everybody's bringing food.
Yes. And it's a great cultural thing about the Hispanic, culture, honestly.
Oh, I know my neighbors.
Families are close.
Our family, the neighbors next door, they have humongous parties. They love it. They love it.
Right.
It's fantastic.
Yep. Well, thank you so much.
If you don't invite someone, they get offended.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Don't leave anyone out.
Right.
Yeah.
But you have to have how long of a notice before somebody shows up just completely unannounced? You're fine with it?
They don't get it.
Well,
notice.
I mean, it's like you don't have a choice.
It's just her life.
It's just the way it is.
Yet if you grew up that way, you don't think anything of it.
Living in constant panic of somebody just showing up. I can't imagine that.
This is why I moved away as soon as I could.
Right.
I couldn't wait to move out of the...
It is a benefit to not living near any immediate family.
And also a problem if you have kids.
Yeah.
I'll be fair there.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling this morning, Monique.
All right.
Have a good one.
Bye. Shelby. What were you going to say?
Shelby, good morning.
And she's in Slinger.
Yeah, what's up? What's
good
up, Shelby?
Morning. So, I will never drop by unannounced.
Good.
Unless you're my mom or my in-laws. We'll just show up sometime.
Mm-hmm.
You can stop by at my house unannounced. I really don't care.
Really?
But be forewarned. If you're stopping by my house, you know me well enough that you know my house may be a disaster because I have two kids and two dogs and my husband and I both work full-time.
Yeah.
So whatever you walk into, that's your own fault.
That's on you.
Why do we always think that people are going to judge us for a messy house?
When we all have one.
Everybody has a messy house. Like, we all run around the house to pick up things and brush things
Riggs,
under the beds and put
like
them in
the
closet.
And I know everyone who has a cleaning person come who cleans before the cleaning person comes. Even I
yes.
know so many people that do that. Why?
We do that.
She cleans up all the kids' toys before the cleaning lady comes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she's like, I'm paying you to clean my house, not pick up after my kids.
True.
Okay.
True.
Well, give me your address real quick. I'm going to show up later today sometime, unannounced. I don't know when. I don't know where.
Thanks bring for- it on. I have beer.
Oh, nice.
She not only says bring it on, she's enticing you with alcohol,
Don't
Riggs.
You threaten me with a good time. I will show up at your doorstep immediately.
Well, we found one.
We
found Shelby.
Shelby doesn't mind.
She doesn't mind. But I say showing up to someone's house unannounced is just a no, no, no.
I would never do it to friends. Like,
okay.
People always call.
Well, you right. can still call or text 414-799-1037. We'll take more calls after this. Hold on. It's Kiss FM. There are people who enjoy just having unsolicited visitors at their house.
Freaking weirdos.
Who are these people? 414-799-1037.
Jenny called in and said she's embarrassed to go on the air because she's that person.
Yeah. Jenny? Jenny, you enjoy uninvited visitors? Really?
No, I should clarify. I don't enjoy. I am that visitor.
Oh, even better. We've been dying to talk to you.
You people.
Go on. So what's your story?
So I have a couple of good friends, and I just come over, and I just actually walk in.
Why?
Okay, I'm actually envious of friends like
over.
That.
Yeah.
Sorry. What did she say to why?
I just come over. I just want to stop over. It's Friday. It's Tuesday. It's Monday.
How old are you, Jenny? How old are you?
39.
See, she's my age, and I thought maybe it was like, because when in my 20s in college, or even after my college, I was like, come over and I loved having friends come over.
So you're okay
now
with...
Now it's like, ew.
So Jenny, you'll go over to people's houses unannounced. How do they feel about that? Or how do they tell you they feel about it? They're fine with
it? Well, it's funny because one of my closest friends has a boyfriend, and he's like, oh, Jenny's here again. Jenny's here. Like, it's just the normal now, I guess.
Yeah.
You're just the friend shows up.
I'm going to admit this, but Gabby's with me, and her dad's house I just walk into.
Oh, my God.
But to be fair, like, they know that, like, usually I'm dropping off Gabby or I'm coming to pick her up.
You just walk into your ex-husband's house with nothing. It's that comfortable.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't even go inside.
The balls,
isn't that horrible? I stand outside the door and wait for my kids to come out. It's actually
she wouldn't even go inside.
It's not healthy that I stand outside.
Jenny just walks in. Hey, I'm here. Where are the kids? Come here.
That's a sense of family for her kids.
Yeah.
My kids, I think, wish I went in more, and I don't. I get it, you know?
Everybody's different.
Yeah.
So, Jenny, you're one of the ones that enjoys just showing up unannounced.
Hmm. Oh, my gosh. I love it. I love a good surprise. I would fly across the states and visit my friend in Arizona and surprise her.
Surprise a friend out of state?
Oh, I'd be so pissed.
Yeah, I'd be pissed, too.
I would be so angry if somebody showed up from
out of
state.
Do you expect to stay with them, or do you get a hotel and, like, be on your own a little bit?
Yeah, right.
I mean, I would get a hotel, but to be fair, she wouldn't let me. She'd say,
okay.
Stay here.
Right.
You have really good friends.
Yeah.
I'm kind of envious of your friends and how open and their lack of boundaries.
It's true.
Thanks for calling, Jenny. We appreciate listening this morning. Somebody texted in and they said, we had a newborn baby in January. We made it clear to the family they are welcome, but they have to bring a hot meal, do laundry, or dishes. We're not there to entertain them. We're exhausted.
Yep.
We got some great meals. bills, and some people stopped coming over. Win-win.
Ooh,
that's a good idea.
Tell them if they want to come, they better bring something.
You're
going to
come, we're going to put you to work.
Some of the people I know with new babies get pissed that people want to just show up because it's a new baby. And they're like, no, it's a pandemic. You can't just come over right now. That I haven't seen people go through that, but that's another topic for another day.
I want to come over and cough on your baby. That's not okay. Good morning. Who's on two? Who's this?
Mary's in Burlington.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Do you show up unannounced to places, or do people do it to you and you hate it?
A little bit of both. Okay. I grew up in very rural, and I'm a little older than both of you. And back on Sundays, your parents would go for a Sunday ride. My grandfather had 17 brothers and sisters.
17?
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. You'd see them out in the yard, and it's a compliment. You want to see them.
Oh, it is?
So when people stop to see you, they want to see you. They don't care about your house. They want
That's
to
true.
See you.
Yeah, but
what if
I'm
just bored and I'm not in the mood?
Yeah, I'm not prepared for visitors.
Then they'll sense, I shouldn't say everyone's because nobody has, a lot of people don't have common sense, but they'll sense.
A lot of people, thank you for the obvious statement of the
year. I was going to say the reason they show up unannounced is because they don't have self-awareness, I feel like sometimes, you know, unless you have that understanding.
Okay.
But it's a compliment. And as you grow older, you think, wow, they wanted to be with me. They wanted to see me. You know, and how nice is that? We've had relatives come up from Florida. They haven't called, but gosh, I had just had a hip replacement. I was thrilled that they stopped.
Well, you couldn't go anywhere. You had a hip replacement, so you were probably thankful to have that.
But my house was a disaster. I didn't care. They wanted to see me. They didn't care about that.
I appreciate your cognitive thinking and your positive outlook on spinning it into, which I'm not saying you're spinning it in a bad way. Instead of like me and Riggs going, ugh, why are they here? What do they want? You actually look at it in a more positive
way. They really
want
to see me.
Oh, they missed me and they want to see
me.
I actually have to say, you probably have a much happier life than me and Riggs.
I can't say, you know, it wasn't that way when my kids were younger.
Yeah.
They're napping and somebody stopped by. Yeah. You know, that got to me. But as I got older, I saw more of my mother's way of thinking.
Well, I enjoy your spin on the entire situation.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you very much for calling, Mary.
Mary in Burlington.
We appreciate you listening.
Antonia's in Oak Creek. Let's talk to her real quick.
Antonia, good morning. What's up?
Good morning.
You show up unannounced all the time? Go ahead.
No, oh my God, I do. But one thing before I go into that, I think a lot of this has changed socially since we started getting cell phones and DVR. There's so much structure and calendars that it's become almost socially unacceptable to just drop in that phone.
Thank you.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. It has changed. Yeah. You're right. Yep.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't just text someone. Yeah.
My life, I married into a Filipino family, and I love them.
Okay.
I'm a... very Americanized, to put it bluntly. I'm a whitewashed Mexican-American.
Okay.
Fluent Spanish. So I know that that's part of the Hispanic culture.
Yeah.
But I didn't really grow up with it.
Okay.
So I had a massive culture shock dating my husband. At first, in my early 20s, it was really cool because it's a party. There's always something coming over.
You're loving life. I have dated people like that where their family's always together in the beginning. It's fun.
It's cool because you're getting to know each other. You don't know all the quirks and everything. Yes. You don't hate each other yet.
But then you hit your 30s and you're like, okay, like, I want to walk around without a bun and I don't want to have to put my makeup on.
Yeah, I hear you.
They like me now. I don't care if they come over.
So now you enjoy the cultural thing of having just people stopping by? You're good with it now?
Yeah.
Now I'm looking to close the 30s chapter in a year.
Oh, good for you.
We have children, so it's totally different. There's the Filipino culture, they show up all the time.
Yeah, I get it.
Rude to each other.
We get it.
I totally get you. Yeah. As she's saying, same thing. When they do it, it's out of love, not annoyance. I get it. Yeah.
And that makes sense.
I totally get that, Antonia.
And thank you so much for coming.
I went from enjoying it to annoyance to now, like, oh my God, this is great. Can you help with the kids?
She's gone. This is what I said. You hate it until you have kids, and you're like, hey, grandma, get your ass over here.
Exactly. Thanks so much for calling, Antonia. We appreciate you listening this morning.
It's amazing.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So we've been talking about this now for a couple of days, but Alex Rodriguez busted DMing and FaceTiming with one of the reality stars on Southern Charm. Yeah. Which is a show on Bravo. I love it. I don't get into it because it's fine. A lot of people watch different stuff. But yeah. There's this girl on the show, Madison. She's smoking hot. And apparently Alex Rodriguez DM'd her and they were FaceTiming. And we only know this because it all came out at the reunion when her castmates threw her under the bus. And I lived for every moment of it. So they basically at the reunion were saying she had been FaceTiming with this former MLB player. We didn't know who it was. It only took a couple days for that to come out because Everyone had seen her FaceTiming Alex Rodriguez. They knew who it was and they said it. So Now her and Alex Rodriguez trying to clean up the mess because they're doing a real play on words with, we've never met. Oh, so you never flew there to screw him, but you only FaceTime a guy. He only DM'd you with, and he's got a fiance called Jennifer Lopez.
Uh-huh.
What a moron this guy is. He's DMing.
Anybody surprised?
No, I shouldn't be. I'm just disappointed.
He was the first person. When you told me about
J-Lo,
you told me about
sad.
This. You said it was a baseball player, and I said Alex Rodriguez immediately.
You knew.
I knew it was him. Because I don't feel like he's a faithful human being. I don't feel like any athlete truly really can be faithful.
Well, the problem is, you can find out real quick who the weak men are because those are the ones that can't handle all the women. If you can handle the women coming at you, that is a strong man right there.
Me too.
So
I understand.
I look at it as weak. I'm like, okay,
Allie?
So you shouldn't be in a relationship. But then don't be in a relationship. Nobody's forcing you to marry J-Lo. Nobody. So then just do whatever you want and stop and don't be engaged.
I know.
It's what pisses me off about it.
Allie, it's rough for me sometimes because women throw themselves at me left and right because I'm on the radio. I get slid into my DMs all the time and I'm like, no, I'm a happily married man. You settle down, toots. You settle down. That's 103.7 Kiss FM. The weekend will be in town January 2022, and we've got your free tickets. They don't go on sale till Monday, but you could win them right now. 414-799-1037. We go to caller 25. Who dis?
Marissa is in Sussex this morning.
Hey, Marissa.
Hey, Marissa.
Hey.
So, Marissa, we're going to play this weekend song for you, but it's backwards. And listen to it one more time and see if you can just find out which song it is. Do you know what it is?
What do you think it is?
Is it I Feel It Coming?
It is. Yep.
This is like my favorite song by The Weeknd, by the way.
Because it's awesome.
It's such a good song, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Ah, Marissa, girl, you're going to see The Weeknd.
Congratulations.
I'm just excited for coming again.
What's that?
What'd you say?
I'm just excited we're getting concerts.
I know. Yeah. I know. So are we.
Yeah.
It's like giving us all the feels and hope.
I know.
We've missed it. We've really missed it.
I miss being in a group of thousands of sweaty people screaming, overpaying for drinks.
I don't know how I'll feel.
I will never punch someone for elbowing me in a crowd ever again.
No, I will hug them. Oh, come here. Come here, you. Come here. Congratulations, Marissa. Aww. You're going to see The Weeknd.
Woo! Thank you.
Next January at Fiserv Forum. Can you hold on the phone just a second, all right?
Sure.
We've got to get your information.
Riggs,
all right.
I love... Will you play that?
Yeah. Well, yes.
It's like a great Friday.
I know.
So happy now.
Such a happy song.
I love
And he's
this
playing
song.
At the Super Bowl this weekend, too. He'll probably throw this into his little medley
he
or whatever.
He better. This is... I'm not kidding.
It's a
Best
jam.
One, yeah.
It is a jam. It's a weekend at 103.7 Kiss FM. Wow, it's 103.7 Kiss FM. Ridiculously cold. Offensively cold
it's
this weekend.
Cold. Yeah, it's cold.
Polar vortex is what this is called. We had this a couple years ago.
One?
Yeah.
Like, for real? Like, you're not exaggerating?
Not at all.
It's
no.
It's like for real. Oh.
In fact, on Monday, almost all of the states, including Hawaii, will be below 32 degrees.
Well, Riggs, I don't know about you, but I can't wait to not leave the house this weekend.
Stay in if you can. Layer up if you can. Ooh. Cover your skin if you're going out. Ooh. But the roads are super slick. And this happened yesterday when we got that another little douse in the snow yesterday.
Yeah.
In Wauwatosa, somebody caught this on their Ring doorbell camera. It's 68th and State.
Okay.
They see an MCTS bus, one of those big green buses, coming down the road.
Sure.
And it slides off the side of the road into this huge snowbank.
Oh, no.
Because the bus was going kind of downhill and lost a little bit of control and was sliding. and there were cars stopped at a stoplight in front of it. Oh. So the bus could either keep going and slide into all these cars.
It's like Speed.
Or, right? With Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock.
Speed.
Yes. Except it slowed down,
Runaway
went off.
Bus.
Goes over this huge snowbank. 13 people on board. Luckily, nobody was injured.
Oh, thank
One
God.
Minor injury, but that was it. Everybody was okay.
And the driver's now traumatized.
The driver's heart's racing. Can you imagine? No, I
Jinx,
can't imagine.
No.
No. Having that huge of a bus just starts sliding.
And with 13 people inside
yes.
of it.
Oh, yeah. Luckily, everybody was fine. They towed the bus out and everything's going to be okay.
Thank God.
But what a crazy situation it was yesterday.
Have you ever seen, like I saw a semi almost do that once because it was coming around on the freeway and it had nowhere to go.
Yeah.
It was like everyone was stopping abruptly and they have to go off into a ditch or they kill us all. Like, it's crazy. You
have
know
you
what
ever
I mean?
drove through mountainous areas of the country where they have the runaway truck ramps? Have
yes.
you seen those?
I lived in Albuquerque. So
right.
I lived,
so
I've
mountains.
I actually lived in a city with mountains.
If you're driving through mountains, they have these ramps that go up for these semis that sometimes they just, the brakes don't work and they go out and they have to go up these ramps. Yeah.
But they wouldn't faze me if I saw them.
I've always wanted to drive up one just for fun.
A runaway truck ramp. Right. We're going to need runaway snow ramps.
There we will. Ooh. So everybody's all right. Everything's okay. Good. Don't worry. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. You got an iPad coming your way with the Kiss keyword happening in less than 10 minutes. It's Kiss FM.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Riggs, I can't even believe this story. I'm just like, I feel so stupid for not knowing this, but how would we know this? So they're getting outed by Funkmaster Flex, who is not only a rapper, he's a DJ in New York City.
Yeah.
He's outing Kanye and Drake for getting lipo.
What?
He said he got it done, and he just thought everybody was doing it because he knew they were doing it. Wait. And I'm like, Kanye and Drake had lipo at some point?
So Funkmaster Flex had it, and he said that other people have it too.
He said that, you know, he dieted for a long time. He was 290. He said that's his highest ever, and he brought it down to 245. Then he said he was getting in that back down to that 210, bouncing back and forth, but he said he had all these pockets under his arms in places that it wouldn't remove, which I've lost a lot of weight. I lost 150 pounds. It's right. I have skin issues, but I do what I can with clothes and working out until I can one day in my dreams afford plastic surgery. But this is like, but this guy, he said he went in because he didn't like the skin, essentially, but then he outed him and said, I honestly thought everybody was doing it. Even the surgeon I went to said Kanye, Drake, LL Cool J, everybody we all knew inside, they were doing it. And he said, I was recommended to this guy because even football players and current boxers go to this guy. I'm like, athletes are getting lipo?
Jeez.
What?
I would think that they would go about the normal way, like just changing their diet up and exercising like crazy.
Like,
but
you want to see skin issues, come talk to me. Don't think, like, I would love to see what it is they thought was so bad on their body.
I forgot that liposuction was still a thing. I didn't know they were still doing it.
And let's not forget how Kanye's mother died. His mom died suddenly getting a tummy tuck on the table when she was in Brazil. So I was shocked because I thought, hopefully, I couldn't see Kanye getting plastic surgery after that.
But
maybe
here
before?
We are.
Or who? It could have, I don't know.
Here we are, though.
But sure enough, they're saying Drake and Kanye. So now I'm looking at their bodies like, huh. And why wouldn't Kanye do it? Kim does it.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You know what I mean?
She's like, probably got a discount card.
Right?
She goes in like, hey, what's up? Can you take care of me, too? Suck this out of me.
So there you go. Drake, Kanye, LL Cool J, just some of the few rumored. Well, according to this guy, definitely had lipo at some point in their life. Who knew?
It's not just good jeans. It's good docs. So, tell me about this new gadget you got at the house.
Riggs, I was so excited.
Uh-huh.
Been waiting for this bad boy to come. It came right in time for the snow yesterday. Got delivered.
I saw that.
But it came with the box was screwed up.
What exactly is this thing now? How did you find out about it?
Okay, so
what did you learn
I've been
about
watching
it?
My neighbor. I have a neighbor named Andrew, just like you, Riggs.
That's a great name. Mm-hmm. Such a good name.
And so, and he has this new shovel he got for Christmas, not this past year, the year before. And I've been watching him out my window because they're across the street.
Yeah.
And he's like 30, just painting a picture. Hope I'm getting his age about right. They just had a new baby. I'm watching him push with this new shovel he had that says, it's like half the size.
Oh, is it one of those super wide ones?
It's like half the size of the driveway. It's
with
amazing.
The double handle? That thing's awesome.
And it doesn't even have one handle. The handle wraps around so that you can actually grip it and push it with both hands.
Oh my God, that sounds awesome.
It's genius. And so I see him out there when he got this and I said, what the hell is that? He goes, it's a man plow. I got it for Christmas. And I'm like, oh dude, I gotta get one of those. Because I spent so long shoveling only because the shovel is not wide. It takes a long time.
Yeah.
A wider shovel, you can finish shoveling in about 10 minutes if you have a light dusting. It's
I want
amazing.
One of those things because I've got one of those curved driveways, though the cul-de-sac
dude,
driveways, that would probably help
one.
Me so much.
But Riggs, it killed me to place the order for the man plow because it's so, like I'm a single mom. I do everything myself. Why is it a man plow? You know, screw
right?
you.
Why do we have to assign a gender to
right.
the plow?
So I got a little triggered by the whole thing, I admit it. And so it killed me. It took everything in me to hit place your order when I ordered from this company called Man Plow. I'm like, ugh!
Be even more offensive that they had a woman plow and it was like dainty and pink with like one handle.
Right? If they come up with that, I'll be pissed, by the way.
Right.
Just make me anyway, so it came and so I fixed the box. I wrote W-O
good
in
for you.
Front of man. So it's woman plow. I put it on my Instagram story and Facebook story if you'd like to see.
Yeah.
But then everyone's like, well, which one did you get? And I'm like, wait, there's more than one? Did I even order the right one? I don't know.
Do you have to put it together or anything?
Yes.
Or does it just come out of the box?
No, I had to put it together. So, of course, I didn't. I went out and snowblowed and didn't put the damn thing together. So that's one of my goals today. It's not many steps.
No.
But I did not order the big one like he has. I ordered, like, there's apparently three sizes. I learned this when I opened. It's still big. I'm still happy with it. But it's not like, mine is one of the, not, I don't want to say smaller because it's still a giant shovel, but his is like really long.
Yeah.
You know? So I think I can do my driveway with this one with three sweeps up and down. That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
So think about it, I'm going up, down, up, done. That would be three sweeps. That's how amazing this. Versus a regular shovel, I'd take about probably 10 to 12.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The worst part of shoveling, I feel like, is the second pass afterwards because you go down once and it goes off to the sides and you're left with these little cocaine trails of snow. It's down the driveway.
Okay, yes.
But you got to go and get those afterwards. It's the extra lines. Yeah. But this, do you still get the lines with the man plow?
Well,
it's just easier to take them out, I would think.
My neighbor doesn't. I've watched it. It's unreal. I'm telling you, but he has the gigantic metal one and mine's like white and not as big. I'm going to see today because today it has just enough snow on the driveway this morning that I pulled out like a crazy person without shoveling because it was 5 a.m.
Yeah.
So when I go home, I'll really be able to judge how, because then I can do the dusting with my woman plow.
Your woman plow, yes,
my
thank
woman
you.
Plow.
Thank you.
I can do the dusting, so.
Your woman plow.
Who are we that we're, I'm excited about getting a man plow.
We live
mail.
In Wisconsin, man.
What the hell?
Anything we can do to help the snow
anything.
Go away quicker and easier is great.
But I do believe it's going to change my life if I've seen anything watching my neighbor.
Did you see somebody posted a picture of one of those power shovels they have?
What's
have you
a
seen
power? That? No. What is that?
It looks like a shovel, but it's got a little motor inside the bottom of it.
What?
So when you're pushing it, it actually shoots the snow out. It's like having a miniature snowblower almost.
Whoa.
And they make them electric and they make them gas too.
How much
I've seen
are they?
Them.
Do you know?
I have no idea, but they look freaking badass.
Well, now we have, what's it called?
I think it's just called an electric snow shovel. Yes.
So this is great actually because I almost now want to return the man plow and get the electric shovel because
yes.
the same, this is going to shoot it all for me.
Can I ask how much the woman plow was?
Well, I pay. That's why I said I got the smaller one. So mine was about $75.
Okay.
I really thought I think I had to spend about $150 to get the big one. See what I'm saying?
Wow.
But Riggs, I watched my neighbor shovel his driveway in like 5 minutes. I stand out there for 20. I mean, it's totally worth it. It's totally
yeah,
worth
it. Yeah, I guess.
It.
I would think it would get heavy too, pushing all that, having that
no,
much
no.
more snow in it. No?
I talked to my neighbor. He said it's good for light snows, dustings, going back over. Yes, if it's heavy, you got to snow blow.
Right.
Nobody's going to do anything with electric
or
shovel
and
a man
break
plow.
Your back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to snow blow in those.
Yes.
But if when you, like I said, last night I shoveled and then I had to go back over it. Perfect.
Do you have something like this at your house, maybe? Oh. We would like to know.
Or even maybe you have an electric shovel.
The electric shovel looks so cool.
I'm looking at it. It depends on which electric shovel you get.
Yes. Doesn't look like you can do a lot. It looks like for smaller areas.
I can see them at Ace Hardware and Walmart for $50, but then I can also see them for $100 and $250, your electric. I think it's the same thing. Depends on what level you want.
Yes. How badass you want it to be.
Yeah.
414-799-1037. You can always call or you can text if you have one of these woman plows. See, Allie's all excited about her new woman plow. The woman plow.
Thank you very much, which somebody texted in.
Uh-huh.
What did they say about this? Because I said I ordered a man plow. It's the company, and it took everything in me to hit place your order on the damn man plow. They said, I think the man plow's named that because it's powered by a human, a.k.a. man, not a gender reference.
Oh, human, like humanity.
Well, then it should be called a human plow.
Right?
I'm sorry.
Or just call it what it is, a big-ass plow.
Right.
Which is what it is.
Joe's in Sheboygan.
What up, Joe?
Hey. How's it going, guys?
Good. What do you use? Do you use a big man plow like this, or what do you use to clear your...
No, we actually, we do a lot of residential and commercial regular plowing and stuff like that, and we use that little snow Joe from Menards. And that thing works great.
The snow Joe. I saw this, and this is cheap. It's $50.
Like the power shovels, what you're talking about? One of those?
Yep, absolutely.
Those things, they look like they could probably take on a good amount of snow, because it's just like having a shovel, but instead of you having to lift it up and shovel it out, it just shoots it away from you.
Okay.
Yeah, it shoots 10, 15 feet. They shoot just as kind of snowblowers do.
Wow.
Somebody texted in and said that I have a snow Joe. It's awesome. I have a battery operated one, but somebody else said they have problems with a battery with whatever they have, the electric shovel.
We have the regular gas-powered one.
Yeah,
me too.
And the thing, it works great.
That's what I have for my snowblower, where I have to electrically plug it in, but it runs
just
on gas.
Just to start it, yeah.
But it runs on gas, so it does. I don't worry about that.
I would think the batteries would not work as well in the cold.
They work in the cold. It's just sometimes you have to charge them a little bit more.
Ugh. Yeah.
And you have to make sure they have both the batteries charged full time, because maybe a 20-foot walkway or whatever, they're great for little walkways and stuff outside.
Do you get halfway down, you got to switch the battery out?
Well, no. And Joe, somebody else texted in, since Joe's our new snow professional.
Our new snow expert on the show.
Somebody texted in, they said they have an electric shovel that works great on their fenced-in deck because it blows it through the fence slates and they don't have to heave it over the railing anymore.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So that, they said they highly recommend. Okay.
Maybe I get one of those for our back patio, because I'm breaking my back in our backyard. Because I have to shovel an area for our dog to get out. Because the snow's up to our poor dog's chest, Samson's chest.
It's up to my mailbox.
I know.
It's so high.
Works great for a chihuahua.
He's got a chihuahua.
Hey, man, thanks for calling this morning. We appreciate you listening. Stay safe out there.
And Riggs, somebody else texted in and said, Riggs, you call it snow cocaine trails. I'm dying at work right now. You made him laugh. The cocaine trail.
Well, I've seen it in movies before. That's what it looks like. Just give me a razor blade and a mirror. Just clear rid of it off the driveway. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. We're commercial free.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.